You are listening to Round Table. A lady was refused by a taxi driver because she was carrying a urn, or 骨灰盒, after attending her grandma's funeral. The lady was obviously in distress, but the taxi driver thought he had a very legitimate reason to reject his passenger. He didn't want any vestige of a dead person's spirit in his vehicle, apparently. Yes, so...This is a dilemma between a business option and superstition, or is this legitimately something that people decide to believe in? What's going on here?
See, I think you've described this story perfectly clear already, because it's just what it is. Someone...is rejected by a driver, a taxi driver, from apparently she booked from DD taxi booking platform. And the driver, I think what's making the lady very angry is the driver's attitude and saying, because apparently the driver is saying that his service are only provided for people alive, which never extends to the dead. I don't think it's a very good saying. And, my personal belief is that we are now in a society that we should respect.To every individual. That is to say, if the driver really thinks it's a big deal, he doesn't really want that kind of spirit or whatever around his new, apparently 3 months new car. So it's not that bad to refuse. Just try to be respectful to your passenger as well. She and her husband has just lost a very close relative. It's their grandma. So just be nice. Stop saying things like, I don't provide my service to dead ones, or acting like you encounter the god of plague.
Yeah, this is, I'm going to take a similar stance, but also different on this.China seems like, you know, in my experience here, it has a lot of superstitious factors that come to play in the culture, like a lot of people like a certain number in their phone numbers and these kind of things, like which that does not happen in the U.S.
Sure, not even with 13?
I mean, like some people say something like, no, definitely not. I mean, dude, every floor on a building in the U.S. meets the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But here it doesn't.
There's a couple missing.
Right. No, more than a couple. I've been in plenty of apartment buildings of friends where the number according to the floor was just like to, you know, something B, instead of just putting the number there. And I'd be like, why? And they're like, oh, it's kind of a taboo number to have.
Yeah.
So that is something that is being done in like building codes. So I understand that there is a very superstitiousness when it comes to Chinese culture. So I understand that maybe this taxi driver has a legitimate reason for saying, hey, I do think about spirits. This is how I live. And
yeah.
I would ask you not to have a dead person in the car. It is the remains of a dead person. Like at some, it's not a body, but it's a cremated body. So still, I understand that. But my thing is, I've been rejected by taxi drivers when I didn't have a dead body in my hand. Okay?
You've just got the amazing self with you.
I'm like, hey,
and you
man,
got rejected.
Literally, can you take me like on a 5 or 10 minute drive? I think it works out well for you. And they're like, no. And I'm like, why? And they're like, I don't want to go over there. I want to go in this direction. And I'm like, but dude, this is your job. Like, this is how you work. Like, why not do your job? And he's like, no, I'm picky about my job. And I'm like, all right, and they just drive off, and I'm like, wow, this happens often. And for those kind of people, it does make me angry. You have no legitimate reason to refuse me service.
See, when it comes to driver refusing services, my story is not actually about me, but my friends, because some of my friends
are... Is that friend called Ryan?
No, but they look like Ryan, because they're all, like,
This
huge.
Is one of those things where it's like, yeah, my friend did this, and my friend,
no.
But really, it's New Hong
Kong. No, it's not me, because they... Well, like 4 of them, and they're big boys, so they went to a bar somehow, and 4 of them looking big, standing in the street, and when they try to get a cab, just no car is stopping for them. So I think they look a little bit scary in that way.
Taking notes, look smaller when trying to get a taxi. Got it. Thank you, New Holland.
During nighttime, it's not that unreasonable.
Yeah, I think with those circumstances, maybe there is maybe a reason.
reason that the... And also, I know some taxi drivers, they don't like taking seemingly drunk passengers.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Like, now people are thinking that I'm drunk. No, I'm just having...
Huge dudes.
I have a happy smile and often very sober when I'm getting these taxis. Still get refused, so there's still problems.
Yeah, yes, I think they didn't get a chance to meet you and know your personality. That must be why. Yeah, and our listeners would not stop and send us so many messages regarding their own problems, experience. Yeah, and some of these reasons why taxi drivers refuse to pick our dear listeners up just simply doesn't add up. Andy says, I have been rejected by... taxi drivers before, and it was because I was carrying too much luggage.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry that happened. And Zoita, I hope I got your name right, says, I got rejected because I was holding my poor dog. And the dog was sick, so she was trying to get to the vet and got rejected. And also, we've got Rainey, who's saying that this is a total excuse from the taxi driver because future passengers wouldn't know who was riding the taxi before, so it was because of his own superstition. And also, can you carry a urn in other public spaces? I think a taxi is a public space.
Yes.
Yeah, so these are some pretty good comments.
My heart goes out to all of you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, and that's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everybody.